My name is Naomi Hall. I'm 16. Today it is November 25th, a Sunday, 2018, and I'm speaking with
Marcia Simmons,
which is my grandma, and we are recording this interview in Roxbury, Massachusetts. So the first question is, tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Okay. I was born in Trinidad and Tobago. We say Tobago because Tobago is a sister island.
Oh.
Right, so we say Trinidad and Tobago. We don't just say Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What is the other question?
What was your childhood like?
Well, my childhood was okay.
If you was to go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
Of course, yes, I would.
And why?
When I was growing up in Trinidad, things was a little bit better, you know. You respect people, the fishermen, they respect people, and we used to have more fun because there was no electronics involved. So we used to be more active. If we could get outside with our peers and play with other, when I say peers, other kids and play and all that stuff. And we used to be fun playing with each other. But it's a lot different from now.
Did you have a nickname? What was it and why?
Well, I didn't have any nickname. Everybody usually called me by my name. Marcia Margaret Ferrari. That was my maiden name. Ferrari was my name before I got married.
Oh.
Being Simmons.
Why didn't you have a nickname?
Everybody just called me by my name, Marcia. And nobody else called me by the name besides my name. Up to now, I don't like nicknames.
Oh, okay.
Never called none of my kids nothing but their names. That is very important to me.
How was your dad like when growing up?
Oh, my dad was... I love my dad a lot. I love my dad a lot because he treats me nice. He always happy to see me. I'm happy to see him. And I felt love being around him.
Do you have any stories with your dad?
Oh. It's so long ago. I'm trying to go in my memory, badly remember. Because we didn't have a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But we enjoyed each other's company. He was a very funny guy. Very funny. He will make jokes and we will, you know, just laugh at anything because he was so funny. He was serious when he had to be, but he was also a loving dad. He always had something in his pocket, and he would say, "Marcia, this is for you." Even though I had another sibling, you know, but he had three children, I'm the last child. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that played a big part in it, you know, but up to when I was adulthood and got married, he was still taking care of me and my kids. I still miss him even though he's deceased. No, I still miss him a lot.
Describe your marriage proposal with Grandpa.
Well, hold on. When he proposed to me, he said he was going to marry to me, you know. He just asked me, would you marry me? And I said, yes, and that was it.
Then, you guys have like a big wedding or no?
Our wedding wasn't a big, lavish wedding. It was small on a Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And our wedding was quite small, but it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We got married in the Caribbean, so. And that didn't mean that we shouldn't have had a big wedding, but at that time, that is what we could afford, a small wedding. It was beautiful.
Because was that the time when y'all were moving to America?
That's the time, around the time we was getting ready to come to the United States.
What are your happiest moments with Grandpa?
Well, we have so many happy moments. He's a good listener. That's one thing I like about him. He's a good listener. He can be funny at times, but he's a very straightforward person like myself. As you know, Naomi,
mm-hmm.
You know Grandma is a very straightforward person. And my husband, he was very strict with the kids. But with me, we had a lot of fun times together.
Tell me some important life lessons. Life lessons with yourself, like what you gone through that maybe made you learn something that I can learn from you.
Well, I partially grew up with my father, and I didn't know my mother until I was 48 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That is, but the other thing is, my thing through life is to respect people. I love people. I love any kind of anybody, regardless of your color, your creed, until you do something to make me think otherwise.
Right.
But I think we should respect each other, whether you're a child or whether you're a grown up, regardless of what age you are. My life, in my way that I was brought up, is to respect people, and that is my main thing up to today. I still live by that, respecting other people, and they respect me. And I don't lose respect for somebody, sometimes, even if they disrespect me sometimes. But I know I'm very straightforward. I'm going to tell them what I think. And sometimes they like it, sometimes they don't, you know.
Do you think that respect, like the meaning of respect, has changed over the years? Because I know the Caribbean and here are like two different things.
Well, the Caribbean and here is almost about the same thing with how the youngsters operate nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And then how I grew up. Things have changed, you know. We're living in the 20th century now. So it's not going to remain the same, you know. But, you know, it all has to do with how their parents raised them.
Right.
It all has to do with your parents have to do this upbringing, not the teachers, your parents. So the teachers just have their part to do instead of raising other people's kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think the parents both parents play a big part in a kid's life. Because sometimes, you know, those kids step out there and they start acting up.
Right.
that doesn't really start from outside or the first time you see them. That starts from home, because the parents, that's the parents' duty, I think, to raise their kids instead of letting them for the teachers to raise their kids. And I think that teachers do such a good job and have been paid minimum money. Mm-hmm. Because they raise your kids, they're raising some people's kids.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them disrespectful and stuff, because I've seen them on the bus, in the street. You know, I've watched them. You know, you see a child and see them how they act. You know, well, that child was brought up in a good home. But this child wasn't disciplined. You know, you could just point them out. You understand?
That was a good point about the whole teachers thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that happens a lot now? Like,
it does.
Bringing that up?
It does happen a lot, because parents need to support their teachers. You know, they're supposed to be supporting the teachers. You know, like, let's for instance, I'm just making this an example.
Mm-hmm.
You come and tell me that you was in school today and you didn't get this right because the teacher didn't do what they're supposed to do. The parent's job, I think, is to get in touch with the teachers. With me, when I was raising my kids, I never go against a teacher for no kids.
Right.
Because anytime you see you have children and you show them that the teacher is wrong and they're right, the teacher, they go to school the next day and give the teacher's problem. You understand? I always supported the teacher. Even if my kid is wrong sometimes and I know they're wrong, I try to correct that at home, and I will always, always support the teacher. If they're wrong and I'm supporting them in front of the teacher and the kid in front of the teacher and myself, I'm not going to talk behind the kid's back. And anything I say behind the teacher's back, I say in front of the face.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to be standing in the teacher's corner. The work is as difficult as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have a rude child will come and back out on the teacher and cuss them out and all this stuff, and then the teacher can't do anything, you know. Then, you know, that's why some of these kids, they end up in the wrong places.
Mm-hmm. I know that before, when you were telling me about your old job and you had to do the whole internship, mm-hmm. did you encounter some of those kids that are being like,
yeah,
they know it all, because you're technically the teacher in that situation, because
I am being with some of these kids that, you know, I'm teaching them stuff, I work at MGS for a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
and somebody my boss has had to be impressed in my work to give me people to train.
Exactly.
To, you know, because some people, you know, they you're teaching them, they don't know, but then they pretend that they know, and then they go ahead and mess up the work. And that is any job you go. Any job you go. Anytime you go to a job, you just reach there. You didn't come there with no experience.
Right.
You have to get the experience by doing the work,
mm-hmm.
and you have to listen to the person who is teaching you. And so you might pick up some other stuff and have your own ideas too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might have your own idea, but then you should listen to somebody else's idea. So everything could come together and you could do your job, you know, perfectly. But if I know. Why is he saying that? Why is he saying that? You know, for this job. This interview couldn't go on like this if I didn't come up with something. Especially the young kids now, they think they know everything. And they don't know their least squad. Most of them. You have to learn. regardless of how much you think you know it, this world is a university.
Mm-hmm.
There is things that hasn't been taught yet. I'm serious. You're making me. There is things that have this size of weak heart. It's always running to. This world is a university. You learn new things all the time. You always hear me tell you, Naomi, the littlest child could teach me something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm up for learning anything, and I'm up for learning new things. Because the Caribbean and here is two different places.
Mm-hmm.
We teach differently. Everything is different. Even the way the kids presented them to separate school is different. So learning something here, you know, I want to learn everything that I can, even though I'm over the hill, almost over the hill. I still like to learn new things, and I think I'm learning new things all the time.
Right. Do you think that, like, so now that you talk about, like, how America and, like, the Caribbean is different, do you think that some of our, the Caribbean ways should be in, like, America and vice versa?
No, I think everybody should have their own ways of doing things. Everybody have their own way of doing things. Adrian. Everybody have their own way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
But then you better make it. Every country is different. Everybody have their own way. If you travel to, let's say, St. Lucia, they have a different way of doing things. If you go to St. Vincent, if you go to Hawaii, wherever you go, everybody's culture is different. So I don't think everybody should be doing the same thing. I don't want to say the things that they do in the Caribbean, they should do it here.
Mm-hmm.
Because every country you go, you learn something different.
Right.
Right?
Okay. Do you have any other, like, life lessons?
I don't know what to say. Like, what are things that you've done that you've learned for, like, from? Because I know, like, as a kid, we all do, like, stupid stuff. So, like, what
well,
is something
I am the main. I was always very inquisitive. Want to take inquisitive? But I'm always into stuff. Because Naomi, I just always tell you this all the time. There's a lot of stuff you do around me that I really see myself in you, because sometimes you try stuff on me to see if you're going to get away with it. And I always tell you, don't try those stuff with me, because I have my PhD. I have my PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in these behaviors that you're doing. And I didn't go to school to get those. I got those from the stuff that I did. Climb people mango trees. Even if they have a dog
in the trees?
Of course I did. Even if they have a dog in the yard and they have a fruit tree in that yard, me and my friends, we are going in that yard. Those dogs couldn't stop us from coming in the yard. You have a fruit that I didn't have, because we had a lot of fruits down there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different kinds of fruits down there. And sometimes you might have something that I don't have. And we want it. We are going to your yard and take it. Look and see where you are. You're going in the house or wherever you are. And we're going and raise your tree.
Oh my
goodness. These are, now I look at it and say, those were fun things to do. So what these kids are doing now.
Mm-hmm.
They're walking around with guns and all these things. And this is little petty stuff to what's going on now, because now they think they're going to school with guns and all these weapons. I don't know why. Instead of putting something in their empty brain, they're going in. Instead of putting something in the empty brain, they're going and shooting people, taking people's lives. You know?
That's not good. Okay, so obviously we were in two different, like, time eras, like, so education was different. But I was just thinking about this, like, what is, like, your, like, education, like, experience?
First of all, you couldn't reach the school late.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If it's a school in, they close the gate.
They close the gate?
They close the gate.
Oh, my goodness.
So you have to stand outside the gate, and when they come, they will let you in. But when they let you in, you have to get a spanking. If you didn't get something from your parents to take to the head teacher, you get a spanking. Even one or two lashes, you take your lashes and you go in the classroom. You know? But here, the kids them can walk in school when they feel like. They only call their parents and that, and the parents don't care either. Because they keep doing the same thing.
Right.
Yourself included, Naomi.
Wow. Have you learned, like, okay, so I'm still on this life lesson thing, but, like, with other people, like, fake people and stuff like that?
Well, that prejudice, if you ask me about racist people and prejudiced people, they are that everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. There's racist people in the Caribbean too. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The Indians and the Negro people, they don't like each other. Some of them don't like each other. They don't even like buying from the same people. That's how ignorant we black people is. Here, they're still better than not we buy from anybody, and you know. But down in the, but maybe it's more civilized now because I left there quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Things have changed, you know. Everybody getting more civilized now. So now the Indians and the Negroes are getting married to each other now. They get more educated, you know, because I say lack of education is so terrible. When you don't have education, you're not educated about something, you know, you're very ignorant about it.
Right.
And there's a lot of ignorant people anywhere you go. Because they're not taking the time to educate themselves about somebody else's country. You come here, they say, why you come here for? But yet they're living in our country. People from the States here, from the United States, live in our country. When we come to the United States, they say, why are you doing here? So what they do in our country, they run away from the winter and they come down there every year, spend the whole winter, and come back here when it's warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And God make everything. He made everything. It should be no salvation. You can come here, you don't go here, all this nonsense. Who make them the boss? Right? You want to be the boss of the countries. God made it. We didn't make it. But yet we want to don't come here. Why you come here? Why you leave your country and come here? Why they leave the country and come to our country all the time?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
So off that topic, do you have any like funny stories within yourself, or maybe mommy?
Your mother is a very strong-willed person. I used to have a lot of plum trees where I was living in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would come from school, I said, and she had a friend. When your mother had friends, she transformed, you know. Most kids, they like to transform around the kids. And she liked to climb the tree like I did. She liked to climb like I was, you know. So now don't go on the dumb tree because that dumb tree going on, it wouldn't be able to hold your weight and then you're going to fall. She didn't pay me no mind. She go on the tree. I only hear the tree branch go. Next thing I know, your mother was on the floor. Then we have these what do you call this? Not Maribunta. We call them Jack Spaniel.
Mm-hmm.
they sting you, but anytime you go and you interfere with them, they like to fly in the water. They fly around, they could go in your cup of water without, I had this big cup. But it was a dark plastic cup, Tupperware cup. So I used to keep water in there, you know, for us to drink. I said, tell your mother, I said, Sonia, do not, when you come, pour the cup of water out to the glass and then drink it, because sometimes they want water to drink too as well. They want water to drink too as well. You know, it's hot. Everybody wants water to drink. They dance, but they want water to drink. She had a hard head. She didn't use this. Something happened to her. She went and she put her mouth on the spout of the cup. And that Jack Spaniel was up in the spout of the cup. I only hear something about, wah, 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 wah. And next thing I know, my poor child had swollen lips, swollen eye, because anytime they bite you, they make your skin swell. And it takes a minute before it goes down. Girl, but you know what her punishment was for me? I didn't touch her because I told her not to do it. I sent her down to the store to buy me some stuff in the store. And all her face, her eye, and everything was swollen up. I was sorry, but I didn't show her that I was sorry. Because if I show her that I was babying her, she would have gone right back and do the same thing again. Mm-hmm. So I said, that is your lesson. I don't even have to touch you. The jackpot and the right job. Oh my goodness. That was one of the stuff that I remember. That it was so funny that day. I was laughing, especially when she fell from the plum tree. Girl, I was laughing so hard. You know, I'm sorry she didn't get hurt or anything. But I said she got a little experience.
Right.
Unless kids don't experience things, they don't understand. And I thought that was her experience. I didn't flog her, say, well, what is going to check? Come, let me flog. No. She already got flogged in. She followed me. You see, sometimes you guys jumping up and down, jumping up the steps and all these things. I said, I am not going to tell her you don't jump up the steps. Go ahead and jump up the steps and get a little experience. That's the only home you will learn. It's just like the stove is hot. Like you did, Naomi. I just took the pot off the stove and went in by the sink. You go on and get sizzle on top of the body. I said, oh my God. You said, Grandma got burned. Only one thing I could do is have to laugh because... You saw me taking off the stove. I didn't take it off the stove. Behind your back, you were sitting right, you were standing right there watching me, and then you won't hold on to me. Oh my God. It is so funny. It is so funny.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Naomi, you were the one taking that money for. Oh my God. But overall, I didn't have no set of problems with my kids growing up.
Right.
Because my husband, he didn't used to make, he was a very serious man. Up to now, he's a very serious person. He demands respect from everyone that comes around him. Even from his own mom. He demands respect. And the older he gets, is the more he demands respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, that's not going to change. I'm the only clown in the family. So I have to keep all you on your toes, too.
Right.
So what are the other questions?
This is basically the last question. So tell me how you want people to remember you.
Well, I want to want you to remember me. A fun person to be around. Because I like to be around fun people.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a very, I could be serious when I want to be. You know? But overall, I like laughter, you know, and I demand respect. That's the first thing, I demand respect for my kids and my grandkids. Even my husband too, I demand it. I demand respect from everybody, you know. That comes within me. From the time you see me, I tell you what I expect from you. And not only I tell you what if you come into my home, I'm going to tell you what I expect from you.
Mm-hmm.
But walking on the street, I will walk up to you and say, oh, I demand respect from you. That is enough. I only respect, demand respect in my home. Because this is my party. And I demand respect here. You know?
Right.
And when people come to my home, I don't want them to walk on no eggshell. I want them to just be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But not, I don't like talking behind your back. Anything I say about you, to your face. That's why I don't have a whole lot of women friends. Because women like to talk about that. Like myself, I do like to talk, so I don't want the next talker. I must be the only talker. And I love everybody. Everybody that comes within me, they have fun. You know? They
mm-hmm.
have fun. Everybody that comes in my house, they have fun. They don't have to be walking on no eggshell yet. Naomi, I'm watching you.
Then that's it, the interview. You got through it. Thank you, Grandma.
You're welcome to this house.